From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
You'd think it would be the opposite, but nothing resists the spirit of inquiry like insecurity. Any whiff of upheaval, economic, political, or social, is enough to make us curl up like spiders in a shower drain. Small wonder, then, that few people see even very large writing on the wall until it's too late. What a surprise, they say. How could this have happened? Where was I? Let's focus on economics, just basic stuff. Is there anyone who isn't aware that a healthy stock market does not necessarily mean a healthy economy? Shareholders drive corporations. Profits satisfy shareholders. Low employment immediately increases profits. Overnight, a starving company suddenly becomes lean and its stock rises. In economic reality, on the other hand, lay off workers and consumption suffers. With falling consumption, production declines. Fewer goods and consumers means deep, deep, long-lasting trouble. Two firewalls protect us from having to see this happen. First, there's the stock market itself. Turning our attention from earning a living, being part of an economy, to participating in profits. 60 million Americans now own stock. Some in the very companies that laid them off. Is there anyone who isn't aware that stock prices largely depend on the actions of well-heeled people and institutions? When markets crash, big investors may get hurt. But little ones who stake their financial well-being on the hope that the wealthy stay wealthy get wiped out, having sacrificed their vision for an illusion. Privatizing Social Security would only encourage more people to buy into this insecurity. But don't we have a safety net? Oh, yes, it's called credit cards. Since 1990, the plastic afloat in this country has risen from $50 billions to $400 billions. People use credit cards to pay off credit cards, and those who are lax in their payments rarely go to the mailbox without finding they've been pre-approved for more of these drugs. Money collected on late fees is up 250% in the past 7 years. This has to end sometime, doesn't it? Well, doesn't it? I guess I don't want to know. With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.